up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, I tell you, that's how it goes, isn't it? Next thing you know, the week goes by like nothing, and then a whole darn year goes by like nothing. Holy moly, I trust you all made it through the Christmas season, jumped us right into the New Year's season. And depending when you're listening to this show, it could either be 2019 already, or it's going to be mighty darn quick anyway. So, I got to find somebody doing Auld Lang Syne, don't I? I neglected to do that preparing for the show this week. I'll have to see if I can't find that while I'm playing some other records. And see, I already have a typo, and we haven't even started the show. Orchestra, O-R-C-A-E-S. That's it. Orchestra. How did I end up with a G in orchestra? I got to keep track of the songs I play, you know. And I wrote down orchestra, and there's no G in orchestra, for Pete's sake. All right, let's get the show rolling. I think it's show number 249, in case you're keeping count. Glad to have you along on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll start out with the Michigan Polka Tells. This is the D-Shell Polka. All right, there we go. The D-Shell Polka gets us rolling with the Michigan Polka Tells here on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with us for another show and get another year of great old-time music rolling on the program here. And, I know someplace I have, I think, Lil Wally doing Auld Lang Syne. I can't find it. At least I couldn't find it during that 2.5-minute record, but it's not where it's supposed to be. My quest is to find that by the time we get to the end of the show. We'll see if I can pull that off. In the meantime, the Milan Rakanovic Orchestra and the Dance With Me Polka.
Although you say we're
I got no chance. But now you're here with me, the way it ought to be. Forget the past, this music won't last, and dance this last dance with me.
Rakanovich, yeah, that's it. And the Dance With Me Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show every week. We do this. We've been doing it for a long time, playing records, actual old-time records here on the show every week. And I am so glad to say that during that last record, I was able to locate Lil Wally and the boys doing Auld Lang Syne. We'll wrap up the show with that this week in honor of the new year. So we got that coming up. And I just had to remember it was on the flip side of a Christmas song. Of course, would only make sense. So I feel better about that. We'll give you the updated weather report from northern Minnesota here a little bit later on in the show, because we've had a lot of interesting weather here over the past week. So we'll tell you about that, because I know that those of you listening in warm climates love hearing about the snow. So we'll talk about that. Right now we'll talk about World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to pay them a visit when you get a chance. I was going to look them up here on the interwebs and see what the heck is going on, and then I got so busy looking for the Lil Wally Auld Lang Syne record. Let's see. World of... Oh, look at that. It came up automatically because my computer knows what I'm doing. I was just going to the World of Accordions website so we could see what the heck is going on. Invite you to pay them a visit if you're going to be visiting in the area. Maybe if you're planning a vacation, you're going to be up in the upper Midwest. You might want to mark Superior, Wisconsin on your itinerary. Stop into the World of Accordions Museum there and check it out. And, of course, it's a wonderful launching point to, you know, cross the bridge over to Duluth, Minnesota, and head on up the gorgeous North Shore. And yeah, take a look at the museum. There's over 1,400 accordions and concertinas and whatnot on display. I'm just looking at their website here. They always have, there's a lot of information on the website. There's the history of the museum. They've got photographs. They've got the gift shop. Here we go. What is the accordion? This is like, if you were doing a school report on the accordion, you would learn all about it right here. The proper generic term for all members of this complex family of free reed aerophones. Aerophones. I got to work on my pronunciations here, but it is worth a visit to their website, worldofaccordions.org. You can find out all about what they've got going on, all the different things they offer, everything from accordion and concertina technician and repair school, all sorts of musical events going on throughout the course of the year. Check it out. Bookmark their website and stay in touch, and plan to a visit when you get a chance. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the internet. All right, let's get back to the music on the Oompa Hour this week. First show of 2019, so how about that? Don Peachy and the orchestra and the No-No Polka. Thank you. That is Don Peachy and his orchestra. That's called the No-No Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Remember, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. And there, with modern technology these days, there are a zillion, well, maybe not literally a zillion. How far is a zillion? How many is a zillion? Is that a made-up number? I do not know. But there are a lot of ways. You can email us at oompahour@aol.com. You can Facebook us at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you may call and speak with your voice or text to area code 218-259-2985. Imagine that, being able to call a number and speak into your phone instead of having to text or email. That's 218-259-2985. And yes, I'll admit it, you'll get an answering thing. But that's because the show is carried on a lot of different stations and a lot of different time zones on a lot of different days, and I don't know when you're listening. And I don't answer the phone 24 hours a day. But yeah, if you want to make a request or a dedication or just say booga booga, you can do that with any of those ways here on the Oompa Hour. So there you go. Too early in the show for a waltz, you think? No? Yes? No? No? Okay, fine. We always try to have a waltz in every show. Normally when I pull this record, I play the other side. I play Tiny Bubbles by the Shimoleski Brothers. And that's not even a waltz. I mean, it's in 4-4 time. It's not a waltz. It's just a slow dance. But I flipped it over, and perhaps for the first time I'm playing this side of it. Here's the Neapolitan Nights Waltz, the Shimoleski Brothers. They have it, Shimoleski Brothers there, the Neapolitan Nights Waltz. And this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show every week. It's old-time records here on the show. We got the Mark IV for you next. This is not the Mark IV from back in the 50s that had all those crazy records. They had Auga, remember that? They had I've Got a Wife at Home, which is one of my all-time favorite records since I was a little kid. And, man, Now, see what happens? Ah, the curse of live spontaneous radio, even though you're hearing this as a recorded program. I do the show live and spontaneous. I have the Mark IV here. Different group. And it makes me want to pull out my old Mark IV 45 from when I was a kid and play I've Got a Wife, which we normally would hear by Frankie Yankee. I'm going to do it. We're going to hear two groups called the Mark IV that are completely different groups. Which means I have 3 minutes. 3 minutes? How long is this record? I'm looking. I have 3 minutes and 33 seconds, because that's how long this record lasts, to find the other record by the other Mark IV so I can play that. So I'm going to go look for that, and you listen to this one, okay?
But oh, how she lied, oh, how she lied, oh, how she lied. She told me she loved me, but oh, how she lied, oh, how she lied to me. She told me she kissed me, but oh, how she lied, oh, how she lied, oh, how she lied. She told me she kissed me, but oh, how she lied. Oh, how she lied to me.
There you go. That is the Mark IV there, and a little polka medley there of Oh How She Lied, and the Don't Bother Me polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, going into that, I told you, there's another group called the Mark IV back in 1958 or 59 that did a record called I've Got a Wife at Home. I've Got a Wife at Home, and it actually made the pop music charts, and I think it's a polka. It's a very fast polka. And Frankie Yankovic had a big record with it, too. And when I was a little kid, I got the Mark IV record of I've Got a Wife. And it's got a funny little voice in it, like the Chipmunks. And the record came out the same year the Chipmunks did. And everybody was cashing in on that funny little Chipmunk sound. But I've had this 45 now since I was like 4 years old. And I've played the Dickens out of it, and it never ceases to amaze me. And as long as I may have done this even before on the show, when I hit the modern group called the Mark IV, and by modern, I mean the record was only 40 years old instead of 60 years old. But it always reminds me of this one. So I'm playing two groups in a row, both called the Mark IV. The records are 50 years apart, and they're completely different people. But I've always found this to be just a great song.
Your clothes up, wipe your feet off. Goodness sake, don't slam the door. Fix the socket, dry the dishes. Can't you do a single chore? Hang a picture, set the table. Don't drop ashes on the floor. Heat the bottle, change the baby. You don't love me anymore.
He don't love her anymore. There he goes right out the door. He'll be back about 10:30, and then she'll start right in again.
Shade up, wash the windows, wipe the handprints off the door, change the light bulb, scrub the bathtub, pick the toys up from the floor, tape the lamp board, make some coffee, burn the garbage, oil the door, get the kids and call my mother. You don't love me anymore.
Okay, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, okay. Honey, honey, please, honey. Yeah, I'll do it. Quiet!
He don't love her anymore. There he goes right out the door. He'll be back about 10:30, and then she'll start right in again.
I just always love that record. Every time I play it, too, I have like flashbacks when I was a little kid playing that. But anyway, there's the other Mark IV doing I've Got a Wife here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. That brings us to Hi, Polka Cousins. Here is Walter Perkanen and the band.
Cousins, how you do today? When you hear hi cousins, everything's okay. Wake up bright and early, open up your door. Say hi polka cousins to all your friends next door. Hi polka cousins, it's the thing to say. Hi polka cousins, the polka's here to stay. Hi polka cousins, turn on your radio. Brighten up your day and night, hear a polka show. You'll never feel gloomy, you'll be merry and gay. Say hi polka cousins and chase the blues away. Hi polka cousins, it's the thing to say. Hi polka cousins, the polka's here to stay. Cousins, how you doing today? When you hear hi cousins, everything's okay. Wake up bright and early, open up your door. Say hi polka cousins to all your friends next door. Hi polka cousins, it's the thing to say. Hi polka cousins, the polka's here to stay. Hi polka cousins, turn on your radio, brighten up your day and night. Here a polka show, you'll never feel gloomy, you'll be merry and gay. say hi, polka cousins, and chase the blues away. Hi, polka cousins, it's the thing to say. Hi, polka cousins, the polka's here to stay.
There you go, Walter Percain and the orchestra there. Hi, Polka Cousins. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, boy, I'm just rolling out the records here today. I was going to tell you about the weather here in northern Minnesota this week, because it's been exciting, you know. We got, day before yesterday? Was it? Yeah, day before yesterday. And you don't, it doesn't make any difference, because you don't know when I'm saying this anyway. We got, like, depending exactly where you are geographically within a, say, a half hour's drive of where my butt is sitting right now, anywhere from 10 to 16 inches of snow, which is the first major snowfall of the year, which is a lot, which makes giant snow piles when they try to plow it that, you know, can be 15, 20 feet high. And makes it very difficult to, say, get to work at 4:30 in the morning before anyone else in town is up and the plow guys aren't out yet. But we all survived. And that was followed yesterday then by 30-mile-an-hour winds, which made all the freshly fallen snow blow and drift all over the place and seal off roadways and make big, tall drifts that you can hardly drive through and all that sort of thing, which was then followed by last night. Now, keep in mind, while all this snow was happening, the temperature was like 25, 30 degrees. And then last night, this was all followed by 19 degrees below zero temperatures. So we've had the full gamut of weather over the last few days. And really, you can't complain about it. Because we have it every year and we expect it, and it's all part of living up here in northern Minnesota. But that doesn't mean it's not a pain in the butt. So yesterday I got to a shovel, I got to snow blow with the snow blower, and I got to drive the plow truck that we bought last winter and never got to use because once we bought a plow truck, it quit snowing for the year. So yeah, I got a little experience. First time out with the plow truck, immediately got it stuck. Because I thought, well, this is a great big plow truck. It's a big Ford F-250 with a big plow on it. I thought, I just blast right through this pile of snow. Well, you can't. We immediately got it stuck and had to get another guy with a four-wheeler, a 4x4 to pull us out. But I'm learning. I'm a newbie when it comes to snow plowing. So I've learned many things yesterday. And then a week ago, it had kind of rained and snowed and everything was covered with ice. The streets and the sidewalks were covered with ice. And we salted most of it and it was better. And then we got a little light snow, maybe an inch of fluffy snow on top of that last week. And of course, I go out to my car and I'm at the back door flipping the seat down to put a treadmill in the car because my daughter wanted a treadmill for Christmas anyway. And I slipped and fell on my right side hard and landed on the ice. And I'm still in severe pain. And, of course, I'm too stupid to go to the doctor or too pig-headed or something. So, and I don't think anything, I mean, it's been a week. If something was broken, I would know that by now, right? But my right hand, my right wrist and lower arm, my right, like, ribs and my shoulder are in intense pain. And I'm just ignoring it and having fun playing the records. You take enough Tylenol and things don't hurt anymore. That is the report from northern Minnesota, in case you're wondering. Maybe by next week I might have to give in and go see. But, you know, if I broke something, right? I mean, my wife is a nurse. She would have made me go in. But, man, oh, man, stuff hurts in there. Do not fall on the ice. What's the old joke? Why is music like an icy sidewalk? Because if you don't C sharp, you'll be flat. Isn't that it? Anyway, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Let's play another waltz. Just because I grabbed this record and I thought, you know, I feel like hearing it. Here's Whoopi John and his orchestra. And, yeah, you could sing along with. You can have a great time with this one. We'll be right back.
Augustine, Octoliba Augustine, come and join the band and they'll sing and dance. That Octoliba Augustine, that's my sweetest melody, ain't it so grand? And when the tuba goes umba so sweet, my heart will answer with each umba beat, cause I love to sing that Octoliba Augustine, Octoliba Augustine, ain't it so grand?
Today you have Whoopi, John, and the boys, Patrick doing the singing, Patrick Wolfart singing on that one, and sing Octoliber here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And that is really your definition of an Oompa record right there. Man, I am having a complete lack of organization this week. First, I couldn't find my Lil Wally, Auld Lang Syne, and I found it, so we got that coming up to wrap up the show this week. But I really felt like playing a Vern Meisner record, and I know I had a 45 somewhere, Vern Meisner doing like Winter Wonderland or Sleigh Rider. I want to say Winter Wonderland. And I can't find it. And I know I played it like a month ago, early when we were starting to slip the holiday records into the show. And I don't know what I put it. And I found a Vern Meisner album, but that's not on it. And I've just felt like playing Vern Meisner today. So maybe we'll dig up another tune that's not the one I was hoping to find. But where did I put it? It's not up there with the holiday records where it belongs. Mass disorganization comes to the Oompa Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Dick Metko and his boys over here on turntable number one. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I go chasing women.
In that little shack that's right behind the house, and here comes Jake with all his hounds, and he's gonna hear me shout.
Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Put them hounds back in the pan and stop that silly grinning. The moon is right and I'm half tight, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
Go brush your teeth and comb your hair and stag your time to star. Before we go, there's just one thing, this one has got my heart. Chase that gal with the yellow hair and wear the dress of green. For that little gal belongs to me, I know she's past 16.
Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Put them hounds back in the pan and stop that silly grinning. The moon is right and I'm half tight, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
I turned the page to 34, and what do you think I found? Them gals were things we've never seen beneath them gingham gowns.
Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Put them hounds back in the pan and stop that silly grinning. The moon is right and I'm half tight, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
That is Dick Metko and the boys. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Did he actually say, I almost want to play the first part of the song yet. Did he actually say, I know she's over 16, so it's okay? Is that right? Do we want to check that just to see if this is, do we have a situation happening here? I want to check that. Hang on. Let's put that record back on here for a second. It was right in the first part of the song, I think. Let's hang on. This is a timeout for political correctness. I have to know if that's what I heard. All right, so let's listen close.
Well, springtime in the mountains, and I'm full of miles to do. Can't even read my catalog like I used to do. I'm sitting in that little shack that's right behind the house. And here comes Jake with all his hounds, and he's gonna hear me shout. Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing wind. Put them hounds back in the pan and stop that silly grinning. The moon is right and I'm half tight, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing wind. Go brush your teeth and comb your hair and stag your time to start. Before we go, there's just one thing, this one has got my heart. Don't chase that gal with the yellow hair and wear a dress of green. For that little gal belongs to me, I know she's past 16.
Oh, she's got the yellow hair, she's wearing red and green, and I know she's past 16. Oh, my goodness. Dick Metko and the boys on Tim Zumba Hour. I had to know. All right, let us just move on from that. It just caught me weird. Eddie Zavasky over here on the turntable. Here's the Cha-Cha Polka.
Ever do the cha-cha polka? It's the latest modern dance. If you haven't done the cha-cha polka, listen, you can have your chance. If you take a girl and dance the polka, listen for the singer's cue. When the singer says it's time to cha-cha, cha-cha until you're black and blue. The cha-cha polka, it's the latest modern dance. If you haven't done the cha-cha polka, listen, you can have your chance. If you take a girl and dance the polka, listen for the singer's cue. When the singer says it's time to cha-cha, cha-cha until you're black and blue.
All right, Daniel, cha-cha polka. I don't even think that's possible. Wouldn't you hurt yourself? Eddie Zavasky here on Tim Zumba Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, I mentioned earlier that I had a hankering to play a Vern Meisner record on the show this week, and I wanted to play, I think it was Winter Wonderland. I have on a 45, and I can't find that record. I've misplaced it, or someplace there's a stack of records that has been played on the show in the last month or so that has not been put away yet. And that's very possible. So I pulled out a whole different Vern Meisner record, and I got to get my fix, I guess. Here he is doing the Playmate Polka. Go, Vern Meisner there. I got my Vern Meisner fix there that I was looking for when I started the show this week. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, here we go. Because, you know, it's probably past, well, maybe not New Year's Eve when you hear this. Hard to tell exactly when you're going to hear the show. But certainly there could have been a house party involved. How about the house party polka from Eddie Lash with his star concertina? I'm telling you, some of these records are just, they're short. He's got to work fast to be ready with the next record by the time that's a minute and 33 seconds. Heck, there's commercials on TV longer than that song was. Anyway, Eddie Lasher with the Star Concertina. That's the house party polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Where is the show going this week? I just looked at the clock already, and we're just about got another one done here. Hi, I don't understand how it happens. All right, more coming up in a couple of minutes, so hang in there.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka 1968, the International Polka 1968, the International Polka 1968,
the International Polka 1968. Okay, wait a minute. How's that even possible? The commercial got stuck just like it was a record. Hang on.
The study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
Never had the commercial skip before. I had to give it a whack over there to get things working. Anyway, here we go. Back to work on the Oompa Hour. Time for a couple more records. We're going to wrap it up at the end of the show with Lil Wally and the boys doing Auld Lang Syne, so stand by for that. Here's Eddie Gronet and his orchestra. This is the Pal Polka.
Thank you.
go. Eddie Gronet and his orchestra and an annoying whistling guy at the end there, the Pal Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Time for a couple more. We'll get Auld Lang Syne here in here. Not old, it's Auld Lang Syne, A-U-L-D, in a little bit. And this next record now amazes me because it looks scratchy as heck. It's all dirty and grungy and beat up, and it looks like it's been played 100,000 times. But it still sounds pretty good. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, here's the Village Inn Polka. Frank Yankovic and his Yanks here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show as we wrap it up for another week. And, hey, depending when you're hearing the show, we're wrapping it up for another year as we head into 2019. And I promised you we would wrap the show up with Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. And here's their version of Auld Lang Syne as we officially wish everybody a fantabulous Happy New Year, all right?
Happy New Year!
Harmony Boys there. And Auld Lang Syne wishing everybody a happy new year as we put the wraps on this edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. But hey, we'll be back to do it again next week in the midst of a brand new year well underway by then. Holy cow, we'll just keep the great old time records coming at you here. So hey, thanks for being along for another year, you know?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We'll be back to do it again next week with another stack of great old-time records. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!